There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I like this song.
I was waiting for you to say something. I figured you did. Who doesn't like
building
this song?
Castles in the sky, just the two of us.
Combo con, baby.
You and I. Yeah.
We've gotten some incredible answers. Today is, usually by this time, I feel like we got a couple of like leading answers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know today.
I'm surprised nobody at this point has named, there's a few iconic Philly duos that nobody has named.
So the most Philly one we got were the Kelce brothers, right? Because yes. Jason's obviously.
And they're not
that.
Even one of them, not even in Philly. Just one of them in Philly. I'm talking about iconic Philly duos.
Well, there's a lot of great duos out there. Iconic duo for your chance at an incredible prize. We're giving away a grand prize in a couple weeks. You can be registered today by winning, including a smoker and a 55-inch TV, the ultimate tailgate giveaway right here on the Midday Show. All right, 215-592-9494. Quickly, what'd you take from Sirianni, Hugh? I mean, he was asked right away
too much.
Well, that's part of it. The Saquon thing, right? He says they're monitoring it. That story's not going away. As long as Saquon continues to get 20, 25, 30 touches a game.
There's going to be some concern about his health.
The number's just rising. I mean, he's on pace for 377 touches. Huey's a great athlete, but, you know, at some point there could be diminishing returns when we get to December and January if he's worn out.
Yeah, and I think the biggest concern is what are you going to get in, like your point, December and January?
Yep.
When we're trying to make this playoff push and you run your best asset into the ground. So, yeah, there's some concern there, but Saquon Barkley is, I would say, you know, with the time that he's had in New York and the injuries that he's had and the type of running that he's been doing, he's still a pretty spry back.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? And I don't think that the carries are as heavy as we think they are because he hasn't had this type of workload before. You know what I mean? When he was with the Giants. So there might be something to that. But to your point, yeah, it is somewhat of a concern because and I heard the afternoon show talk about this yesterday. When he's out there, it's different. Like Kenny Gainwell gets his, but
it's different.
It's different.
Well,
it's
that's different. Why, you know, the whole season they are not really conceding that they're going to have a plan to cut back on any of his carries. They just say game to game. Well, but if you and I made this point in like week one or two. If you just keep going game to game and you're in these close games, then he's going to have 400 carries or touches by the end of the season. Like they either have to make a conscious effort to give him less or they're just going to let it ride and hope he's going to be all right. We'll see how they handle it. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Andy in Westchester is up on the Midday Show. What's up, Andy?
Hey, Juan de la Planta.
That's right. That's me. Hopefully the Phillies are listening to that. Andy, what are you feeling today, buddy?
So I am in agreement with Inner Howie Hugh.
Inner Howie. Thank you. Thank you very much.
When I think Howie Roseman, I picture Hugh Douglas. Same
yeah,
guy.
All day. Yeah, all
very
day,
similar,
every day.
Yeah.
That laugh, though, is wild.
So, yeah, so the way I'm looking at it, I figure if Fangio or Kellen Moore thought they had a pressing need, they would have told Howie, we need this, and he would have made sure to get somebody. If they don't think they have anything that they absolutely must have, I'd rather Howie do nothing than do something stupid.
I think that's fair, Andy, and you're probably right. I mean, and I don't know how it works in terms of the line of communication. If it's more like he gets the ball rolling on something, then he brings it to them and says, "What do you think?" Or if he just goes to them and says, "Hey, what can we use?" I don't know how it works, but you're probably right in that if they said we need something, he probably would have done it. It doesn't mean they're right, though. I mean, they could think they're good, but then 3 weeks from now, they're like, oh, I wish we had something, and then the deadline is over.
Yeah, it's just I really do like this team as it stands, though. They're so much fun with all the youth, and they seem like they're going somewhere that I can't wait to get. It reminds me very much of the early 2000s Hughes team as they were all coming up. You had all the young guys coming up.
And young Thundercats. Let them young Thundercats play, man.
I'll let them play, yep. But, you know, that team took, you know, three or four or 5 years to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so,
took,
you know, maybe if Hugh made some more plays in some of those games.
Yeah.
So, and then back to, well, it was going back to what Seth was saying with what, you know, all these, the decisions that like Andy Reid would make or any other coach that's experienced would make. Well, Andy early on wasn't making all the right decisions. So I think you got to give Nick the chance to grow like that. He's got to prove himself, obviously, but you can't just say Andy Reid makes all these great decisions. Well, it took 20 years to get there, right?
It did. Andy, that's a fair point. Sometimes coaches have to evolve just like players, and maybe Sirianni will as time goes on. All right, Andy, iconic duo. Who you got?
I got you, too. It's Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates.
Thank you. I was kind of wondering when somebody was going to say
one.
at least one. That's one of the iconic duos.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
That's from Philadelphia. But thank you. Thank you. I was wondering.
Cool, all right. Well, thanks, guys.
You got it, Andy. Appreciate it. All right. So that's an interesting comp that Andy brought to the table, kind of comparing this current Eagles team, because they're youth, to Hugh, you're the beginning of your teams here that really started to get good, right? Let's say 2000, 2001, 2002. I can get on board with that comparison because that means they're going to have a nice run of 4 or 5 years. But it also means, like, you know, it took you guys like 4 years to get to the Super Bowl.
I don't think it could take that long. I still think that everything that we're talking about is still on the table. You know what I saw this weekend that I which was great to see? A lot of Cooper DeJean jerseys.
There's going to be a lot more, too.
Yeah, they're coming along, man. Do not clip that off, Kyle. Eric
B.C.
knew it was coming. But I saw a lot of that. And it was great to see, man. Sometimes, and there's evidence of this, you just have to let the young guys play, man. Kansas City Chiefs, they're going for their third Super Bowl appearance. The one that that started this run, the first one, they had some young corners out there who got cooked during the course of the season.
Mahomes.
I we ain't got to talk about that.
That's
not the side of the story that I want to focus on.
But that's the real side of the story.
But that's not the side of the story that I choose to focus on. I have an agenda. The side that helps my argument. And the argument is that defense got better. George Karloftis has become one of the better pass rushers.
It's tremendous.
In the league. You got to sometimes let these young guys cook,
Didn't
man.
They also trade for Kadarius Toney that year and he had a punt return to beat us?
I don't recall that.
No, I do. They made a trade deadline acquisition and it helped them win the Super Bowl.
Andy Reid ain't scared to pull the trigger. That's for sure.
Maybe Howie should take notes. All right, before we go any further, it is a Wednesday. How about a What If Wednesday sponsored by Popeyes? It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes.
It's time for What If Wednesday.
All right, Hugh, we got some things to talk about. You know why?
What we got?
Well, the baseball general managers meetings have begun. I believe they're in San Antonio. Dombrowski's there, right? All the GMs are there. And this is kind of where the framework or the blueprint of the offseason comes together, right? They all talk and the agents are there. Nothing really happens this week, but it kind of sets the tone for where free agents are going to sign and maybe some trades that will happen this winter. And Hugh, you know what I'm starting to wonder?
What you wondering, John?
Well, a little what if.
What if?
Well, all right, I've heard Dombrowski make the comp that, look, the Dodgers lost in the first round the last couple of years, and then what happened to them? They won the World Series, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe the Phillies could have the same kind of thing, a disappointing October, and then they bounce back and won the World Series. But you know what the Dodgers did last offseason,
right? What
they
do? They spent a lot of bread.
They spent $1 billion on Shohei Ohtani and Tyler Glasnow and Yamamoto. So I'm starting to wonder, you know, because the Phillies kind of downplayed this offseason when it began. Like, do they need a star? I'm wondering if the Phillies are gearing up. They got some new investors here with these owners involved now. Are the Phillies gearing up? What if they just go buy a World Series?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't think anybody have a problem with that.
I'm all in.
Yeah, you're talking about it starts with what? Juan Soto? Juan. And you change your name to Juan.
Juan Gilio.
Juan Gilio. Oh, yeah, by the way, did you talk to your wife about that?
Yeah, we went over it.
How did she handle that? Was she cool with it?
Well, it was kind of like it really kind of moved towards what percentage chance do you think this is actually going
to
happen?
Oh, so she was coping.
Yeah, coping. And then I said it's not probably the most likely scenario.
But now it sounds like it might be.
Well, maybe. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. The bridge I'm crossing right now is the Phillies spending like the Dodgers to go win the World Series.
Like I said, I'll bet your wife. Once, but it sounds like she's just waiting. Like, it's still in the back of her mind, but when you hit it with the percentages, did you hit it with the new percentages of this might happen? That conversation coming back around.
I think the day he visits Philadelphia, it might be a day we talk about it again.
Oh, that's going to be a whole
problem. So a couple things this week that are coming out of the meetings there in San Antonio. First one, you'll like this one, Hugh. This is from Mark Feinstein of the MLB.com. Word is, Soto prefers to stay on the East Coast, which would be an obstacle for the Dodgers or any other West Coast club. The Phillies will likely take a shot at the four-time All-Star, a source said, hoping the presence of former Nationals teammates Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, and Kyle Schwarber and hitting coach Kevin Long could work to their advantage. So according to one reporter, Soto prefers the East Coast. And you have yourself a couple of teammates and coaches that he worked with here. So that's certainly good for the Phillies. The other thing that came out this week, Matt Gelb did a sit-down with John Middleton. And Hugh, I loved reading some of this because, John Middleton came across to me as annoyed and angry.
Thoroughly annoyed.
I loved it because he came across to me as an owner that's going to do whatever it takes this offseason.
Break bread.
Yes.
Because that's what we're talking about now. Because if you're talking about doing anything you can do, you got to break bread.
He also went on in this article, and it's a good one over at The Athletic if you want to go read it, Middleton conversation interview with Matt Gelb. It sounds to me like he's annoyed at some of the players here for not adjusting.
Who are we speculating?
Well, let me read it to you, and then you tell me if you think that he's talking about, all right? Here is a quote from John Middleton, all right? Quote, we need to learn. I think some old dogs need to learn new tricks. I know by the time you get to the majors, and particularly by the time you're a veteran, you've got a style. It's yours. But I'm going to remind the guys in spring training of two stories. He goes on to talk about Roy Halladay, Mike Schmidt, how they changed their stances, they changed their pitches.
You do what's best for the organization.
Yes.
You do what's best for the whole.
Yes. So he goes on, he gives this whole story about Schmidt and Halladay. And he says, the reason these guys are in the Hall of Fame is because they were willing to change. They were willing to adapt. If they can do it, then we have to at least try to do it. People have to adjust. I've seen people develop two-strike approach to the plate. People could do it. People on this team have done it. Bryce learned a whole different position, for God's sakes, but everyone's got to do it.
Ooh. So we know he eliminated Bryce.
Yep.
Who else have we talked about that is potential Hall of Famer? Because that's what stuck out to me, is when he said Hall of Famer.
Sounds like Trey Turner. Sounds like he's talking about Trey Turner.
I was thinking that. I was going to dance around a little bit. I was going
to
say Schwarble.
Yeah.
Schwarble a little bit. But we did talk about Trey and him not wanting to change position because he felt like he was on a trajectory to be a Hall of Famer. So, yeah. Yeah, that kind of does sound like who he's talking about.
He also spoke about he hates the phrase, it's just baseball when a team loses. He's tired of hearing that. I love the frustration he has deep down. Last little note from the GM meetings, Hugh. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, said the Phillies will listen to offers. Ready for these three names? On Alec Bohm, Brandon Marsh, and Nick Castellanos.
Kind of played out. Well, I didn't think Castellanos would be the name that was mentioned, but we kind of figured that Bohm might be the odd man out. Marsh is kind of interesting or unexpected, I should say.
It tells me they're willing to shake things up this offseason. Yeah. Whether by spending
a lot
of money.
I think you have to.
I agree.
I think you have to. I don't think you can go back into the season the way that you did last season, say, we got the group of guys, because everybody went collectively cold at the same time, and you can't have that. You can't have that the same. You can't have that this year.
I agree. All right, so I like what I'm hearing out of the Phillies down at the GM meetings. We'll keep chronicling all this. Chuck in Mount Airy's up. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio?
What up, man?
Chuck.
Hey, yo, listen, man, I wish Nick Sirianni would just shut up.
Yeah,
shut your mouth, man.
Talk too damn much.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
I like Coach Sirianni, too.
Man, I'm telling you, he takes you into the wilderness. All you ask is a simple damn question. I'm tired of listening to the guy. Shut up, man. And you want to sit up there and be this aggressive coach. You want to be so aggressive against the Jaguars. If you did that 2 years ago, we probably have a Super Bowl ring. Don't pick and choose who you're aggressive against. It's like some guy dropping 50 against the Hornets and then flatlining against the Celtics, man. They don't have the same weight, man. If you want to be aggressive, guy, be aggressive, guy. That's all I'm saying. I have no problem the way he coached, you know what I'm saying, aggressively. But, I mean, it's the Jaguars in November. I'm just sick of it, man. Like, this is a circus right now. And it's bothering me. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. It's bothering me. And as far as Howie Roseman, well, we did drop the ball. Because this team had a chance to solidify themselves as a great defense. We need another pass rusher. Don't trust these pass rushers, man. I love our secondary. The linebacker players there. Don't trust these pass rushers. You know what I mean? If you would have got Michael Parsons or somebody like that to go along with these D tackles, right? You know, Jalen Carter, all these guys. You know how it would have been effective on that line? Like, nobody would even be able to double-team anybody. Because you know, that one guy is just making it that much easier for everybody else.
It could have changed everything. Chuck, it tells me he didn't really believe in the team. Otherwise, he would have done it.
I said the same thing, Joe, when I talked to the Cal. Cal said, you really believe that? I said, yeah, I believe that. Because any other time, you know, this guy make a move around this time of year. You know, we went out and got a guy here. You know, LeGarrette Blount, I think he was top five in rushing at that time in the league. And we still went out and got a running back to go with him because he knew it wasn't enough. I don't think he believes in his team, nor do I think he believes in his quarterback. Now, hopefully they can make believers out of him. But, I mean, he did the same thing Dave Dombrowski did. You know, just, you know, no moves at all. And we got the Commanders coming up in 2 weeks. I want to see how aggressive Nick Sirianni is in that game. Yeah, you missed the aggressive guy. Don't see how aggressive you are in that game.
Yeah, do it in the big games. All right, Chuck. What do you got for us? Iconic duo, Chuck.
Well, I'm going, you know, I was gonna go another route, but since my main man said something about Philly, I'm gonna go old school on you. I'm gonna go DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Thank you.
Oh, that's
another
big
good
one.
Chuck. Yeah, that's
it's
another
a big
good one.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I even go back even further than that. It's been some iconic duos.
Great ones.
Here in Philadelphia, like I'm talking about, all over the place, like especially in the music game.
No, there's been a lot. We got a lot more on the table here. 215-592-9494. We'll keep the calls going on the deadline. Your iconic duos. Elliot joins us next. His iconic duo. His take on the deadline, and we got to get to the Joel Embiid news with him suspended 3 games before his debut. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family. Nothing beats Hatfield pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon to ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.